The greatest gift I give to myself is to be interested in me. The greatest gift I give to myself is to be interested in me. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with Instant Illumination. The greatest gift I give to myself is to be interested in me. Now, many people think that's not the proper way to do it. That's not the nice thing to do. We should be interested in everything and everybody. We should be interested in the world. We should be interested in other people and not have that me attitude. And yet, that's the teachings of the master teacher, me. It is done unto you according to your belief. That's the teachings of the philosophers of all time who say, be true unto thyself and thou canst be false to no man. Know yourself. Again, Jesus said, physician, heal thyself. We want to go out into the world and we want to help other people. And if we don't know how to swim, we better not dive into the water to try to save somebody, because they need to save both of us. We prepare ourselves for life by liking ourselves, by giving ourselves the greatest gift that there is to give, and that is an interest in being myself. Now you say, well, everybody has an interest in being themselves. Yes, that's true. But does everybody have a positive interest in being themselves? And you say, yes, they do. And that's true too. Because when you're negative, you're being very positive. And when you're positive, you're being very positive. A positive punch in the chin, as I often say. But what is that all about? Well, what that's all about is that we are in charge of our world. We're in charge of our life. We're in charge of our thoughts. And so, when we have an interest in ourselves, we have our thoughts positive for ourselves. Now, if you're going to go to visit somebody and you want to have a conversation with them, you're not going to figure out and study what their negative virtues are or what their negative attitudes are. You're not going to look for their faults. You're not going to look for their problems. You're not going to look for the negative in them. You're going to look for the positive. I saw some people walking through the mall yesterday, and one lady was normal height and one lady was rather short. And I looked at this short lady and I thought to myself, what a glorious complexion she has. What a beautiful complexion she has. She has such a beautiful complexion. And I didn't even notice what the ordinary lady's complexion was like. I didn't even notice what her attitude was, what her clothing was, but the little lady I noticed was wearing very nicely suited clothing for her size, and she was very properly dressed, and she had a very self-confident attitude about her. Now, in one moment, what might have been a negative thing, her shortness, I had taken as a positive gesture by me to find all of the good things that I could see about her in a sweep of my eyes as I passed her walking by me in the mall. Now, isn't it interesting? The thousands and millions of people who are the normal height, you don't even see them. Someone comes along who's a little taller than usual or a little shorter than usual, and you pay attention. But how do you pay attention? Do you pay attention to their shortness or their tallness? That's really inconsequential. What you pay attention to is what you pay attention to. And I paid attention to her lovely complexion, her nice-looking clothing, her attitude. She is rather self-confident, and you could just see that perky attitude about her. She was just a delight to be around, I'm sure. And she didn't mention her height one little bit. She had to look up to you, and that's just fine. But I didn't think of looking down to her. I just thought of looking at her. Now, if I were to concentrate on her height, as I have just a little bit with you, you are aware that she's a short lady. Now, if I were to say to you, oh, I saw a very lovely lady in the mall yesterday. She had the most beautiful complexion, and her clothing just was properly suited for her, and she had such self-confidence, you'd say, my goodness, how nice. You don't see many people like that. Well, I see people like that all the time, because that's what I look for. I look for that. And I look for being what other people might be interested in seeing me being. Now, do I have a nice complexion? Do I wear my clothing nicely? Do I have a nice attitude about myself? Those are things that I do for myself. And that lady reflected that from me. She was my mirror. Now, I didn't see really the other lady she was walking with, although she was certainly as dominant as could be. And I don't see a lot of things in life that are ordinary and that have perhaps a negative connotation to it. I don't see that. I don't even know that I'm not looking at it. I only know that I am looking at a reflection of me. And so the greatest gift I give to myself is to be interested in me. So I'm interested in my benefits and my goodness. Now, am I a nice person? Yes. Am I a thoughtful person? Yes. Am I a loving person? Yes. Am I unconditionally loving? Yes, 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 yes. Do I love everyone, and do I love them without condition? Do I love my son's friends as much as I love my son? That's a good test for us, isn't it? Do I love others as much as I love myself? That's a good test. Hey, think about that once. Do I love others as much as I love myself? I can only love others however much I love myself. And if I don't love myself, I have nothing with which to love others. I have no way in which to love others, because others are a reflection of the love that I am. Others are a reflection of the peace and the harmony and the goodness that I am. And if I am not those things, what am I going to be looking at? Well, I'll probably be looking at their talents and other things. But be good in all areas of life. Love everybody. Have a good perspective of yourself. And as you have a good perspective of yourself, you have a good perspective of everybody else. That's the way I greet life. And that's why I practice unconditional love every moment of my life, with everybody, with every dog and cat, people, with every house, with every country, with every condition that passes my sight. I see it all. Glorious, beautiful, fulfilling, revealing, wonderful right now. Because that's what's important to me. The greatest gift I give to myself is to be interested in me. Yes, we have that choice. And what is your attitude about that choice? Are you ready to know it, experience it, enjoy it, love it right now? Are you ready to let it be the only thing in your life? If you are, then so it is. Let that be the only thing in your life today, and watch the miracles passing along your way. Have a lovely day, and know that I love you. I love you. I love you.